All right, so here we have a potential nominee. You tell me if it goes into the Hall of Fame of local TV broadcast moments. There have been many over the years. They are a factory for some very weird clips. And in our internet age, we have the ability to just find them and laugh at them right away. So here we have last night, our newest entry into the competition.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Man,
sure
you
okay?
are so sweet, and you are okay. It is all good. You know, oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
I don't even... Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even know. I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this is live TV and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that while I'm thinking of it.
Now, just to set you once again, Tori's in an area right now where there's been a water main break. So there are emergency vehicles around there. And a lot of times what we have seen in those kind of situations are... When emergency vehicles are around, there's a lot of confusion from people about drivers, about where to go. So it's possible
people
that's
what happened
there.
People get distracted a little
bit.
Yeah. Okay, best part. Let's rank them.
There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. Do we have Tim, the anchor, back in studio, who I don't think can see any of this? I don't think can see any
of this. That makes a lot of sense because he does not react the way, like, if a coworker of mine got hit by a car,
right,
you would see it on my face.
Now, he's a pro, and he remains very calm even after he found out that she was hit by a car, because she said, "I just got hit by a car." So there's Tim, who we have to give a lot of credit to. There is the victim, the reporter on the scene at the water main break, who was then hit by a car on live TV. I mean, think about it. She's got a live hit for what, 30 seconds tops? And
yeah, it probably would not have been certainly no more than a minute.
30 seconds, a minute.
Yeah.
And during that minute, she just happened to get bumped by a car. Tim asked whether she got hit high or low. She didn't know. She had to ask the person who hit her with the car. And then the person who, of course, hit her with the car, she was wondering if the woman was okay. She was. And she went on to do, I assume that she went on after this to do her live report about the water main break.
Thank you for describing that. That gave me enough time to rank my top five moments from this 97-second video.
Okay.
Number five, she says it's her last week on the job.
This would happen to me. It's my last week on the job.
Number four, the woman who gets hit by a car telling the driver, "You're okay.
It's okay.
You are okay.
You're okay.
No harm, no foul. I got up. We're good."
Yeah, I'd put that one pretty high
as
well.
You can keep driving.
Yep.
Number three, Tim's face reaction, handling of the situation.
Yeah, just Tim in general.
Yeah, Tim.
Tim in general was one of the stars of the show. It's unclear whether he knew exactly what was going on, but either way, remained very, very calm throughout the situation, and then pressed and continued to ask about the water main break.
I gotta get this water main break info.
We have to get the story.
We're on a tight clock here. We're probably gonna have to cut a story now that you've been hit by a car.
Tim's a pro.
Number two, and this might be controversial that I put this at number two. The reporter saying that she got hit in college as well.
This is my number one. It has to be my number one.
Well,
it was the most surprising thing that happened, I think.
It was.
Outside of her actually getting hit by the car.
Number one for me is the reporter having the wherewithal to narrate her own incident.
I just got hit
by a car.
I've
been hit by a car. As she's going to the ground.
Tim, I have been hit by a car.
Sorry, Tim, I've been hit by a car.
This has happened to me before. Nothing to worry about. I'm fine.
You're okay, ma'am. You're okay.
Everything is fine. This is my last week on the job.
You are so sweet. Thank you for hitting me with that car. Maybe we can do it again later, but you're fine.
Do you think she had previously announced that it was her last week? Because usually they don't let them, like, usually it's just a day.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, we're saying farewell to, you know, Christy, who got hit by a car. Remember her? We're saying farewell. She probably just let that slip. Imagine the adrenaline rush. I don't want to ever get hit by a car.
No.
But if I did, I suppose I would like it to be like that, just a bump. Whether it was high or low, we'll never know. But I imagine there's some adrenaline rolling if you had just got hit by a car and you're on live TV at the same time. Who knows what would come out of my mouth?
Well, that was what I was going to say. Credit to everyone for not swearing.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Because I would have.
Yeah.
You hit me with a car, the FCC regulations go out the window.
I mean, at the very least, I think my reaction is probably, Tim, I'm sorry. I've just been hit by a car. Can we not do this live shot? You're just going to have to take it back in studio. You can run my story, whatever.
Gonna need a minute.
There's a package for it, but...
Water main break. Get the info out.
Yep.
Like, we don't need to be here physically to see rushing water on the street.
But at the same time, this is why we love local news. I like to take this opportunity to shout out all of our local news reporters who have certainly experienced some things. In their lives.
They certainly work hard. They certainly get very little credit for what they do.
Uh-huh.
Oftentimes, a lot of flack unnecessarily.
Yep. So, just a shining example. If I'm her, I'm like submitting this. I'm putting this on my resume. I'm submitting this for awards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to cash in.
Well, the station has to be reconsidering
her leaving.
Yeah, like, hey, you know, just went viral.
You're kind of a star.
Yeah, this is kind of your moment. Sure you want to leave?
Can we put you out there again so you might get hit by a car?
Be hard to build that brand up if you're going to, you know, the Humane Society or whatever.
What if she got hit by a car for a third time?
Well, at a certain point, there's only so many times you can go unscathed, right?
Yeah, she's really tempting fate, I think. A hearty thank you to all of our local news reporters who may not have been hit by a car, but may have been run over by a 250-pound football player running at maximum speed.
Yep, we've seen that.
May have to, you know, just from the sports side, may have to hear from coaches who just don't want to deal with you, you know. It's tough out here. But you always get the story.
This isn't local, but who was it that it was an NFL sideline reporter, and she admitted, you know what? Sometimes when they ask me what the coach said at halftime, I lie because they said something like that perfume you're wearing or something like that. So I make up something X's and O's related.
This was pretty recent, right?
Yeah, this was like over the weekend.
Yeah, I remember this. Yes.
I want to say it was on Aaron Andrews' podcast.
Yeah, it was. It was a big time sideline reporter.
Yeah, and she said, "Yeah, sometimes the coaches just hit on me, so I say, oh yeah, Coach Vrabel didn't. You know, not Coach Vrabel specifically, but yeah. Like, hey, he, I was really fired up at halftime. Wanted his team to come out with more fight in the second half.
Sure.
Back to you, Joe.
Because rarely anything consequential comes out of that little bit before half. You know, before the second half. So." Once again, tough out here. We'll come back. 1 o'clock hour up next on 1620 The Zone.